Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to the big show. Yeah, we're with you till 9 o'clock this morning with a heap of stuff to get through, lads. Promise you it's going to be fun, though. It's not like when you have to get through something like it's difficult. We just have to go, you know, we've got to tell you what prize up to your door. Have a listen. Let's get James on the phone. See if he can take our money. Hello, James. How are you? It's Colm at Clare FM.
Morning, Colm. How are you?
I'm good, boy. How are you getting on?
I'm not too bad, Colm. It's a lovely morning. How's it? Nice and bright this morning.
Do you know what? It's a very pleasant morning, isn't it? It is. It sure is.
Fantastic.
James, so we had Ronan on before 7 o'clock, and he gave us one half of the secret sound. Did you hear him?
I did, yes.
Okay, so what is the correct half?
Well, I think it might be a coin off an aerosol can you're tapping.
Okay, so he told us it was an aerosol can and we agreed that was half of it. So I'm tapping something off an aerosol can. You think it's a coin?
Yes.
Sorry, James, it's not a coin, I'm afraid.
Call, but
call thanks for trying. Have a good one. Take it easy.
And you too, Colm. Take care, man.
See you, bud. Bye. All the best. There you go, James and Ennis. No joy. It's not a coin. Flip off. It's
Banking Tuesday. Yay! There are a few things that I get overly excited about. One is Christmas, and two is Pancake Tuesday.
And three is working with the CMG.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sure.
Go on then, tell us about the pancakes.
I just love pancakes.
Are you sweet or savoury?
I could go either way.
Really?
I could go either way. Wow. It depends on my mood. Do you know what though? Probably, I don't know. See, I like some maple syrup. I also like bacon.
Mm-hmm. Would you have both on the one pancake?
I would, yeah.
Yum.
Sometimes I like a bit of fruit on the side. I'd prefer that now to chocolate, I think.
Would you?
When I was younger, I would have loved the old spread of chocolate on it.
Yeah, but
now I prefer the kind of grown-up version.
Strawberries and a drizzle of Nutella would be grand, wouldn't it?
Oh,
and a drizzle
nice
of honey as well or something.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Love pancakes.
Live across Clare and beyond, on your smartphone and your smart speaker, this is Clare FM News.
This morning's top stories, Clare Ibeck rep and says the lower VAT rate for hospitality sector should be retained permanently.
The pandemic had a very lasting impact. They are, many of them, struggling and finding it very difficult to meet the cost pressures that are there at the moment.
And Irish Patients Association call for national study into impact of overcrowding after 109 recorded on trolleys at UHL yesterday.
We need to know what the situation is for patients who are experiencing these huge overcrowding events in our emergency department.
Good morning, I'm Fiona Cahill. A Clare representative of business lobby group IBEC insists the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector should be retained permanently. Cabinet set to sign off on a new cost of living package today, though the measures being delivered are expected to be significantly less than those in Budget 2023. A €400 million social welfare spend will see a €200 lump sum to welfare recipients, including pensioners and job seekers, while there'll be a one-off €100 extra payment on child benefit. Cuts to excise on fuel are to be retained until later in the year, while the reduced VAT rate for the hospitality sector is to be extended until the end of August before reverting back to 13.5%. IBEC's Cradlow-based Executive Director of Membership and Sectors, Sharon Higgins, says phasing out the 9% VAT rate could lead to businesses in the industry struggling to stay competitive.
We do need to make sure that all of those investors and tour operators and people looking to invest in Ireland are very much seeing it as a place to do business, and in order to do that, we do need to compete internationally.
The Irish Patients Association is calling for a national study into the impacts of hospital overcrowding after 109 people were recorded on trolleys at University Hospital Limerick yesterday. A study of more than 5 million patients in England, published in the Emergency Medicine Journal, suggests there's one extra death within 30 days for every 82 patients delayed after 6 to 8 hours in an emergency department. However, no such research specific to Ireland has been conducted in this field. Spokesperson for the Irish Patients Association, Stephen McMahon, says this information is vital in understanding the scale of the problem locally.
It's time now in Ireland that we had our own study designed by the stakeholders and particularly the experts in the area of emergency medicine to try and establish what the situation is here.
Right now we're heading off to Fionnuala National School for day two from their school around the corner. And this happened last week, the day after St. Valentine's Day. So that might come up in conversation.
My name is Liam.
Liam. What age are you, Liam? 40, is it?
No.
What age would you say I am?
43.
Wow! Like, high five. I'm 43. Well done. Good guess. Did you know that already?
No, I just guessed.
Do you know anybody as old as me?
Than you?
Does it mean I'm very old?
Well, my dad is older than you.
Is he?
He's 44.
Really? But he's only 1 year older, though. But, like, people who are 43...
Yeah, but my mum's dad is way older than you.
So that's your granddad, is it?
Yeah, he's 75.
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think life will be like when you're 75? Will you still be looking at TikToks?
No.
Are you on TikTok at the minute?
No.
You don't have a phone yet, do you?
I don't even have one because kids don't have phones.
Oh, okay. And what age are you then?
I'm 6.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, the voice of the Banner County.
With Sherry Fitzgerald McMahon, the agent you'd recommend to a friend.
Hello and good morning. It is Tuesday's Morning Focus with myself, Alan Morrissey. And on today's show, we'll be asking, will the government extend its eviction ban? You can hear the second part of my visit to Uber, the community social enterprise in Newmarket on Fergus. James Murray, who's the Sports Inclusion Disability Officer with the Clare Sports Partnership, is the guest for this week's Sports in Focus. We'll be looking at the cost of living measures, additional measures which have been announced as well. Kildicer Drama Society will tell us about their upcoming performances of Love Thy Neighbour. Clare band Blue Herring will perform live in studio for us. Tess Purcell will have advice on spring and summer new trends and colours for Style and Focus. We'll have Frankie Kutras, the dog warden, and lots more besides. But we want to hear from you as ever. If you have any comments, thoughts, views or opinions on anything you hear on today's Morning Focus or anything else at all that you want to get in touch with us about.
We need to incentivise people to stay in the market, and lifting the ban without giving incentives for people to stay in, it makes no sense. It's like just acting something without having a plan behind it, and you'd expect more from the government. The owner is exactly right in what she's saying. You know, they need to start doing a bit of forward planning, putting controls in place so we don't end up with the wave of people that we do expect to come out of this if they let us go ahead on the 31st of March.
And that question I was putting to Una earlier, Jackie, but we're waiting for Minister O'Brien and the government to make a decision on this. Do you feel, as Una did, that it is pretty damaging to leave people in this, leave them hanging, for want of a better phrase, while we wait for a decision to be made on whether that extension goes beyond the 31st of March or not?
Yeah, absolutely. What? We're within 5 weeks, 6 weeks of that period of time. I mean, just if you take, a family sitting home last night thinking, okay, what are we going to do in 5 weeks' time? We've got the notice in the door. Where are we going to go from here? The government can't treat people like that. You can't put people on a knife edge consistently worrying about where they're going to be living, because that is causing them stress, the trauma, the children. Like, we know the issues here. The ESRI have come out with statistics and reports. We know the issues, so it's like the government are disregarding the reports that should make them act, because they don't want to do anything to solve the problem that's there.
Anne-Marie O'Reilly, Thresholds National Advocacy Manager, also with us. Would you be singing from the same hymn sheet as Jackie and Una in that regard, that, you know, we are so close to that deadline, and a decision, you know, the minister says no decision made yet, but that really a decision should have been made now already?
Yeah, considering the short timeline, 5 weeks out, and the situation isn't any different really than it was back in September when the decision was made to introduce, or in October when the decision was made to introduce the eviction ban in the first place. So, you know, I don't expect anything major is going to happen in the next 5 weeks.
Through my middle teens and into, I suppose, when I decided to settle down, you know, around the early 30 mark, was Paralympic soccer and cerebral palsy soccer. And I suppose for, you know, 15, 16 year period, I represented Ireland, Paralympic Games, European Championships, got to travel around the world, got to play in, you know, some big stadiums as, you know, precursors to different matches and stuff like that. So, like, that was, I suppose, a really exciting time. But again, no different to everything else. Parallel to that, you know, the other part of my life had to live too, like, you know.
Yeah, so what kind of mindset does that decision come to? A teenager, it's a difficult time anyway. But realising then that you actually can't continue competitively with all your friends and, as we know, the religion that is football in the area. Was that a difficult decision for you to come to terms with at the time, or how did that transpire?
I suppose for me, you know, no more than any other child in, you know, in Ireland. Who do we support from a soccer perspective? You know, okay, we all love to think it might be Shamrock Rovers or Bohemians or St. Patrick's, and they'd be our number one team. But it was all about Liverpool, you know, Man United, and, you know, and those teams. So soccer was very prevalent. So to get that opportunity to actually, you know, play soccer, you know, for Ireland, and, you know, I suppose for me, the novelty of travelling to Dublin for training, you know, on a weekly basis, and, you know, going up, and then the opportunity to actually travel to all these different places. But I suppose initially, it's a funny one, when I suppose Cerebral Palsy Sport Ireland, as it was as an organisation, you know, probably did roadshows and wanted to find out, you know, in the local communities, you know, was there sports people out there that had cerebral palsy, you know, could we recruit them? My actual first international event was actually swimming, and I never knew how to swim.
On Monday's show, you heard the first part of my visit to Uber, the community social enterprise in Newmarket on Fergus. Now, yesterday, we heard Siobhan O'Driscoll and Emer Murphy from Uber giving me a real behind-the-scenes look at the community creche and after-school programme which they provide. However, there is so much more to Uber, so let's have a listen to the second part of my visit.
So we're in the in the kitchen.
The Music Meals kitchen. So Pat and Erica and Orla. Pat and Erica would be the head chefs, and Orla is the assistant, and she's fantastic. You can see the standard of dinner is fantastic here.
Yeah, they're getting their veg anyway.
Beautiful. Yeah, do a cold and a hot, so do cold dinners.
Like, the amount of work Dukes puts into these festivals, he's honestly the greatest man you'll ever get to know. He has a passion, it's undeniable. But this is
just giving loads of people a platform to play, like, for us and all, like, just being able to play in China Springs Hotel and just experience as a band.
And it's great for the youth as well, especially tomorrow there's Youth in Music, so he's given everyone an opportunity, and it's great.
Cool, so that's Friday you're playing?
Friday, yeah.
Okay, so make sure you're at the Shannon Springs. So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a bit of Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely. Now, this isn't actually on the set. There's only two of us playing today out of the six, so it's just a bit of instrumental for today. Unfortunately, the others didn't get out of bed this morning.
And already we could see the first tension and rancor in Blue Herring developing itself live on radio. Okay, brilliant stuff. Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely, as performed by Blue Herring. Take it away in your own time, lads.
Another hour of music with Tárraic Flaherty's Time Tunnel.
Well, hello everybody. Good to be with you today. It's Tárraic Flaherty with you for the next couple of hours. Many thanks to Alan Morrissey of Morning Focus. He's back again tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and 12 midday. It's great to be with you today. Many thanks for you for selecting Clare FM. Coming up in this hour, we're going to go back to a year in the 1980s. We'll be speaking about the Iron Lady herself with the Iron Fist, Margaret Thatcher. We'll have a word about Lester Pickett. And we'll also be speaking about one of the greatest TV shows of all time, The A-Team. Let's start our look back to our featured year as some local stories, because do you remember the PD factor that was sweeping across County Clare in our featured year? It was all about the general election and that Fianna Fáil was to win three seats. Canvassers and supporters of both parties maintained that Sheila de Valera and Brendan Daly were safe and that Donald Kerry would be ahead of Madeline Taylor Quinn. Obviously, the election hadn't happened at that stage. Also in our featured year, we heard about Clare County Council. They were to stake a claim for a share in a new 650 €54 million EEC package for the development of the fishing industry. It followed a proposal from Councillor Sean Hillary in our featured year. And Pan Am forecasts a successful year at Shannon Airport. More than 60,000 passengers travelled on Pan Am service to and from Shannon Airport in the 1980s. But in our featured year, expectation was high because they were running 16% ahead of the previous year's returns. So it's going to be a bumper year in Shannon Airport in our featured year. But what year was it? It was the year that we're heading down to the Ennis Cinema to watch this movie, Fatal Attraction.
A look that led to an evening.
We were attracted to each other at the party, that was obvious.
Just brilliant from Take That. That track is called Shine. You're welcome back. It's lunchtime on Clare FM. It's Pádraig Flaherty here with you on the Time Tunnel. We're with you till 2. And our featured year is going to be in the noughties. And it was the year that we're all talking about divorce. Because some of the local news stories from our featured year was about divorce. 61% increase in divorce rates happened in our featured year. Ennis could also be looking to make an Olympic bid. Ennis Town Council was asked to look at the possibility of attracting athletes and sporting clubs to use Lees Road as a training ground before the London Olympics in 2012. Councillor Frankie Nealon stated that Ennis would be an ideal location for some of the world's top athletes to stay in the run-up to the Olympics due to its proximity of Shannon Airport. That was a big news story in our featured year, and also good news as well on the jobs front as well, because 100 new jobs were announced for the Shannon Industry Zone. The Dáil Committee on Enterprise and Small Businesses was informed that Shannon and development had attracted 5 investment projects and new jobs would be on the horizon for Shannon Airport. Internationally, we all got ready for the big announcement by Steve Jobs. We had a new iPhone.
iPod. A phone.
Live across Clare and beyond. On your smartphone, smart speaker, and online at Clare.fm. This is Clare FM's main lunchtime news.
Tuesday's top stories. Cabinet signs off on €1.2 billion cost of living package. Shannon Hotelier says VAT hike deferral could save thousands of hospitality jobs.
If they were to put the VAT up by 4.5%, they would have had consequences with job losses that had been equated to 24,000.
Clare Homeless Charity accuses government of leaving families on a knife edge by delaying decision on extending eviction ban.
You can't put people on a knife edge consistently worrying about where they're going to be living, because that is causing them stress, the trauma.
And in sport, her confident options are growing for Clare Camogie squad.
It's going to be giving the management a headache for the week, and you know what, I'm sure they're only happy with that, like to have to be fighting about it.
Meanwhile, a Shannon hotelier believes putting off an increase in hospitality VAT rate until the autumn could save thousands of jobs in this county and elsewhere. Clare FM's Josh Prendeville has more.
It had been expected that the 9% VAT rate on hospitality, which had been due to expire shortly, was to be hiked back up to 13.5%. However, the reduced rate will be kept until the end of August to coincide with this year's tourist season. Dermot Kelly of the Shannon Springs Hotel believes the decision gives certainty to those who are employed in the sector.
We certainly welcome the measure that government have announced this morning or will announce today. It keeps us in line with our European competitors, which is the right rate of VAT to be, level of VAT to be at. And I suppose it gives certainty for employment as well throughout the sector, because if they were to put the VAT up by 4.5%, they would have had consequences with job losses.
Clare-based homeless charities accusing the government of leaving families on a knife edge by failing to make a decision on whether the moratorium on evictions will be extended. The current ban on eviction notices will expire on March 31st. Clare FM's Rebecca O'Sullivan reports.
The Dáil will debate a bill this week calling for the ban on no-fault evictions to be retained for the duration of the housing crisis. The proposed legislation has been tabled by People Before Profit and will be debated in the Dáil Chamber on Wednesday. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien this week said that no decision on extending the moratorium has yet been made and pledged that it would be discussed in the coming weeks. Midwest Simon is calling for a swift decision on the protective measure to be made, given that there's only just over 5 weeks left until the ban runs out. CEO of Midwest Simon, Jackie Bonfield, says that leaving families in limbo while the measure is debated is causing trauma for thousands of households.
A family sitting home last night thinking, OK, what are we going to do in 5 weeks' time? We've got the notice in the door. Where are we going to go from here? The government can't treat people like that. You can't put people on a knife edge consistently worrying about where they're going to be living, because that is causing them stress, the trauma, the children. Like, we know the issues here. The ESRI have come out with statistics and reports. We know the issues. So it's like the government are disregarding the reports.
And Enis Hollier insists that any changes to the Northern Ireland Protocol need to ensure a level playing field is retained to the public. Minister of State for European Affairs Peter Burke has said there's a very narrow window of opportunity to secure a deal between the EU and UK on the protocol. It had been hoped that the deal on the trading measures would be reached early this week. However, this now seems like less likely, as British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is coming under pressure from several ministers not to agree. President of the Irish Road Haulage Association Eugene Drennan is adamant that Ireland can't be made to suffer further and that one-sided changes to trading practices can't be made.
We've been calling for quite a while that any easements to business and to the movement of business up there should be also for here in the south, because otherwise the core of the EU of having balance and inclusiveness and a level playing field is all changed. And we who stayed in and we who've paid a big, big cost and big price to date for Brexit will have further cost downward eroding of our links between Ireland and England.
Gardaí and Clare are warning landowners that overgrown hedges and roadside verges can be the cause of serious or fatal road traffic collisions. They're urging landowners to check before March 1st that hedges or trees in their property are not causing a road safety hazard. Clare's crime prevention officer says overgrown hedges and verges can pose difficulties for pedestrians, cyclists, trucks and agricultural vehicles carrying loads, especially on local rural roads. Sergeant Trina Brooks says landowners should check in the coming weeks that there's no obstruction to sight lines at junctions or to road signs.
Overgrown hedge grows and roadside verges, they can result in road fatalities and serious injury collisions. Landowners and anyone living along the roadside have a responsibility.
Clare FM Sports.
With Ennis Home Furniture, Quinn Road Business Park, Ennis. Brendan and his team have a huge selection of stock ready for free and immediate delivery right here on your doorstep.
Good afternoon, I'm Derek Lynch. We start with Gaelic Games for Clare. Joint Camogie captain Claire Heher says management will have a welcome headache to pick a team for next weekend's National League clash with Cork. A 2-point win over Kilkenny saw the banner off to the perfect start in Division 1A, with a late surge from John Carmody's side seeing them beat the All-Ireland champions. Up next is another trip to Park Erin to face the Cork side, who took two periods of extra time before seeing off Clare in last year's Munster final. Aina Kilnamona clubwoman Heher says their attitude to grind out the win against Kilkenny was pleasing to see.
I thought the start of the second half was a bit hairy there. We were against the wind and they were putting, seemed to be, had a few points on the trot there, but to come back from that was really brilliant, and it just shows the depth in the panel that we're building on this year, you know.
In rugby, Clare's Ethan Coughlan is aiming to continue building through the ranks at Munster over the coming months. The Dura Bearfield native made his home senior debut during last weekend's URC win over Ospreys. It's expected the under-20 Grand Slam winning scrum half will get further opportunities for game time in the next few weeks, with back-to-back home ties to come for the province. Coughlan says it was a memorable night to get his chance on home soil.
Yeah, unbelievable, especially with all my family here and friends, and yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling running out onto the pitch, and to be fair, the lads made it easy for me to fit in, you know, with how good we started off and how we carried it, we kept carrying it forward, so yeah, delighted. Probably just trying to play the space that was in front of us, try to take whatever opportunity the opposition were giving us. We weren't kind of, weren't really focused on executing one thing. We had two or three options live at all times, which is probably the biggest thing as well.
Without you. Lewis Capaldi, Pointless on Clare FM, playing the biggest hits. Our brain boggler was tricky enough today. Not a lot of people got it right. People can tell in less than 5 seconds if they'll like a new... Maggie, you have it right. Anne has it, Monica has it, Rebecca and Trina, Seamus in Ennis as well. People can tell in less than 5 seconds if they'll like a new... Wait, hold on, we can maybe put it to the test, see if it works. Imagine, the year is 1808. Beethoven has just dropped this banger. Will it impress you in 5 seconds? Let's try it out. Oh, good start. It's a bit of a tune. This is a tune, this is a tune, this is an absolute tune. Yes, so the answer was song. Brian McAvoy with you until 6 o'clock today. And for this show, Out the Gap, I've just thought of a completely original idea for a game, which as far as I'm aware, no other presenter on Clare FM is doing this. I was thinking we could maybe call it Clare's Secret Sound. Now, how it works is I found this little clip from a viral video online. I want you to tell me what this is. And again. Now, have you any idea? We'll head to the phone lines right now. Bridie, what do you think?
Around the petrol station by a badger.
It is a woman getting chased around the petrol station by a badger. Well done, Bridie. Now, all jokes aside, that is actually a true story. One of the most hilarious headlines I think I've ever read. Rampaging badger chases customer around Midland's petrol garage as she clings to her curry. Now, maybe I shouldn't be laughing too much because, I mean, we've all been chased by animals. I'm sure you've been chased by an animal, have you? You can share the tale if you like, 086 1800 964. Off the top of my own head, I've been chased by a dog. I've been chased by a cow. What else have we been chased by? Been chased by a goat, I'm fairly sure as well. And oh, hold on a second. What the hell is that outside? Hold on a second. How the hell did that get past security? Hey, it's... Hey! It's chasing me! Hey, it's chasing me! Go away! Leave me alone! Bang! Sit down a second, right? That mic is on. Just talking to that microphone for a second. Just tell us what you want. Hello?
Well, hello there, Dermot Sheedy here from the Francis Street Sessions. It's time for Irish Song of the Week.
Today we are going to visit Cross with the song Blá Bán Uair an Sléibhe.
Sean O'Hadramine taught in Cross National School in the 1930s and offers the song Blá Bán Uair an Sléibhe, the fresh white flower of the mountain, as an example of the work of local poet Sean de Hora in the 18th century. Near Vairon Thain, Golchiol Go Hain, Sespative Riven Law, Namaravach Machri, Letitim Nahi, is an droch dig shillifon thra. The birds singing its heart out in the skies just before dawn is not more joyful than my heart at the fall of night as the dew falls on the strand. O'Hadramine writes, Don ele ichab Sean de Hora dev Kalin Honig Tra Erliv Ma Vin ata Idr Kilchi Agus Kilveha Darabanim Maidavon. He goes on to state, this Maidavon is not the same as Sean Lloyd's Maidavon, another local poet, but I beg to differ. Both were under the patronage of the MacDonalds and one Maidavon MacDonald in particular. Jerthar Grau Sean de Hora in Ralehi. Vi masnach bug ilian chlar winter viconal agus e inishishin iliaur vrien iloni, dar tiddle. Daunte Clinidonal, a collection of poems written on different occasions by the Clare bards in honour of the MacDonalds of Kilkee and Killone in the county of Clare.
You're very welcome back to the final part of the West Wind here on Clare FM with Therese McInerney. That was the Harp and Shamrock there by Frankie Gavin. And Frankie will be one of the many, many artists featured at the upcoming Russell Festival in Doolin. RussellFestivalWeekend.ie is the website to check out the many, many events. There are loads of concerts and workshops, sessions and much more happening. So do check out RussellFestivalWeekend.ie. Frankie will be there doing a Q&A with Clare FM's own Dermot Sheedy, and he's also going to be playing the main concert with Catherine McHugh and support by Aisling Lions and Alan Reid. That's happening at 6 p.m. Really looking forward to it this Saturday. And we are going to play another selection now. We're going to finish off with Padraig Ryan and Tara Breen, who will also be performing at the Russell Festival on the Sunday evening, and tickets are available on the website russellfestivalweekend.ie/events if you want to see what is happening. Loads of CD launches in there as well. Looking forward to meeting you all at it, or if not, I will be chatting to you this Friday night covering for Own on the West Wind. So here is Padraig Ryan and Tara Breen from their duet album Nosk with True Logic, and Late Nights at the Central with the Stig Jig at the end. Until Friday night from me, Therese McInerney, so long a fool.